What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, the importance of the Access to Information Act and bill passes to establish Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Body. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. More after this message.
In observance of Right to Know Week, join the Access to Information Unit Office of the Prime Minister in partnership with CARIMAC for a public forum on the Access to Information Act, Impact, Challenges, Opportunities, Thursday, September 29 at 5 p.m. CARIMAC Annex 2, UIMONA, featuring the Honorable Derek Smith, Professors Trevor Monroe and Hope Tondon, and many others. Come and share in the conversation to advance public accountability and transparency.
The government took steps to safeguard the rights of citizens and other members of the public to access official government documents through the passage of the Access to Information Act in 2002 and its full implementation in 2004. The legislation, also known as Freedom of Information in other jurisdictions, allows the public to participate in the national decision-making process. It also ensures constitutional democracy through the transparency and accountability of the government.
It points essentially to a pioneering shift from the traditional culture of holding government information as secret.
Senior legal officer in the Office of the Prime Minister with interim oversight responsibility for the Access to Information Unit, Sharika Hemmings Allison. The Act is applicable to documents held by all public authorities, ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, statutory bodies, parish councils and government companies, with a few exemptions for disclosure. Part 3 of the legislation provides details on documents that are exempt from disclosure.
Some of the documents that are exempt from disclosure includes documents that relate to the deliberate processes of the government, cabinet documents, documents that affect national security, international relations, defense, documents that affect personal privacy, and documents that are subject to legal professional privilege.
The ATI Act therefore gives persons the legal right to see and get copies of official documents held by government bodies. The Act also empowers persons to have their personal record amended in instances where the information is incorrect, misleading, or outdated. The applicant is not required under the law to give the reason for the application request. The application must be made to the public authority which holds the requested document in writing, by telephone, or any other electronic medium.
Once an application for such an access is received by the public authority, it is required by law to acknowledge receipt of the application. It's also required to grant access to the document if it is not an exempt matter or document.
The public authority is also required by law to respond no later than 30 days after the date of receipt of an application request. The Act also guarantees the right to appeal any decision or failure to provide information or any other infringement of the right of access to information. The Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority, JACRA, is to be established following the recent passage of a bill in the House of Representatives. The authority will merge and replace the existing coffee and cocoa industry boards, the regulatory functions of the Coconut Industry Board, and the Export Division of the Ministry. The JACRA will be responsible for the development, regulation, promotion, and standardization of the agricultural commodities industry. Minister of Agriculture Carlson Muda says the move will ensure the efficient and competitive development of the sector. The authority will assume responsibility for the boards, including the setting of quality standards for coffee, coffee blends, coconut, cocoa, and spices such as nutmeg, turmeric, pimento, and ginger. It will also provide technical support to stakeholders, grant licenses, and generally regulate trade in the agricultural commodities industry. The legislation also provides for the creation of a director general who will be tasked with the daily administration of the authority and report to the board of directors. The JACRA bill will be sent to the Senate for approval. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.